Welcome, everyone. I'm Susan Harrow, media coach, marketing strategist, author of Sell Yourself Without Selling Your Soul, and CEO of PRSecrets.com. And I'm so thrilled to have Nancy Jutton with us today. And she's calling her webinar and teleseminar, Let the Healing for Boring Bios Begin, because the BioDoc is in, and Nancy is the BioDoc. And, you know, what's so amazing about Nancy, I'm going to talk a little bit formally first and then tell you how I know Nancy. She is a business bio expert and get known to get paid mentor. I know Nancy Jutton also as an amazing publicist and journalist. She's also a storyteller, a very engaging workshop leader. I know that because I've done workshops with her in person, and creator of the proven road-tested tools that show business owners how to get seen, heard, and celebrated and compensated for their expert status. And one of the things that Nancy is so brilliant at is actually making you feel celebrated. And I think that's a very rare gift, that she has helped thousands of coaches, consultants, solopreneurs, speakers, infopreneurs, aspiring and thriving authors too, all around the world, attract clients. And we're talking about speaking gigs, media attention. And these are very direct lessons in her supporting that success. And I love this, Nancy. It's a great soundbite. Clients describe her as all of the help and none of the hype. So, and another client, Betsy Gray Talbot of Married with Luggage, aren't we all carrying our own luggage, said Nancy is like self-esteem in a can. She sprays it and all the fabulous things about you that you'd forgotten or didn't think were important are in the air for everyone to see. So you feel better, potential clients find you more appealing, and you look and sound more like a professional, just like that. So Nancy, welcome to today's BioDoc call is in. And I just want to say just a couple of things personally about you and how we got connected, which was way back, I don't remember how many years what it was, maybe 7, maybe longer, when you were just growing your list and you said, you know, I don't have a large list, but could I join your mega sale? I was doing a mega sale with very big name internet marketers, and I really didn't have room for one more, but I wanted to give Nancy a chance, and she was so devoted, and she said, you won't be sorry. And as it turned out, percentage-wise, Nancy came in second in terms of closing sales on the to one huge internet marketer who had the most amazing reputation, whose clients loved him. Nancy came in second. And I just wanted to talk about that because that's her determination, and that all of you who are starting small can be big and can get chances with people who are maybe at a higher level than yourself, and, you know, grow your business exponentially that way. And I did that, and I've never been disappointed in how Nancy takes care of her people, and that's what she is known for, is really that kind of kid glove kind of care that's both honest and caring and devoted, and that's why I invited her to help you all with your bio. So I'm going to turn it over to you.
Well, thank you, Susan. I'm so honored to be here and so thrilled that so many people from around the world have joined us to get healing for their boring bios, because it's a shiny new year, and if there's anything standing in the way of any of us getting our perfect client, our perfect speaking gig, or our perfect media opportunity, I want that to be in the rearview mirror as soon as possible. These calls that we do, this one in particular, it's different than most calls that we are all accustomed to attending, where there's lots of content and then there's a big sales pitch at the end. If that's what you were expecting, then just take a deep sigh of relief, because that's not what you're going to have happen today. This is really an all of the help, none of the hype kind of call, where people who are serious about making their bios better are going to get help live and in the moment, and I'm going to showcase real teaching moments for everyone who's listening. So whether you get called on or not, you absolutely will learn powerful lessons you can apply today to make your bio better, so that you can have that level of confidence and clarity that you can hopefully turn into cash as soon as possible. How does that sound? Susan, are you still
there? Oh, yeah, that sounds great to me. If people want to put that in the chat and say, yes, it sounds great, or pop it up on Nancy's Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Nancy Jutton, JUETTEN.
And I'm so glad you mentioned that, because that's the other thing that's really fantastic and an unanticipated but welcome consequence that often happens during these calls, is if you engage on the Facebook page as we're having this conversation, you can post your bio link there, which means I can just cut and paste it into my browser and see it in live time. It'll save a lot of time, but if somebody is actually hearing about you and it's a problem that you solve for them that they absolutely need, you just might get a client or an inquiry or an opportunity today. So I really would love for folks to engage at Facebook at facebook.com/Nancy Jutten, J-U-E-T-T-E-N, and you'll see the conversation thread in progress. I see that we have had several comments already posted, and I hope that you will be one of them as well. So, Susan, you know, you help people with their signature sound bites. I help people get known to get paid, and I have read a lot of bios in my lifetime, and most of them, frankly, they just put me to sleep. And I think the biggest mistake people make with their stories is they don't really think about what they want people to do as a direct result of reading about them.
That's a great point.
You know, for those of women on the call who love to go shopping, you know, if you go shopping at a lovely boutique and find the perfect outfit that suits your shape, your style, your age, and your intention, you feel like $1 million. On the other side, if you land at the one-size-fits-all rack and you try to throw something on, chances are you look more like a potato sack than someone who's on the road to Oprah. So I offer that example because one-size bio does not suit all situations. And I want everybody to get that lesson in their bones right this very minute. Today what we're going to do as I offer these explanations is I'm going to hopefully identify this five-step system that I use that you can use too that will make your bio writing a whole lot easier and faster so you can get to results quicker. I'm going to hopefully identify some missteps to avoid. And if you want to have more opportunities to get biofeedback, I do these calls just about once a month. And so if you didn't get called on today, you can come to a future call. And if you want me to work with you privately to do a look over your bio and make it better session, you can certainly email me about that and we can get that scheduled because if it's urgent for you to get this problem solved, you may not want to wade through lots of folks in a group setting. You just might want to get it done right away. So the thing I want you to know about me is I'm all the help and none of the hype, and that's what today's call is all about. So I'm just going to jump right into it and see who wants to get helped because that's what it's all about. If you would like to get help and you are on the telephone, what I would like you to do is hit *2 on your keyboard and be prepared to share with me where online I can find your bio so that we can get some help accomplished right away. Okay, so there's someone named Tony Smith of Beaverton, Oregon, who has raised his hand, and so I'm going to unmute you, and you can say hello and tell me where I can find you online. Hello, Tony.
Hi, this is actually Tony's wife, Linda.
Oh, how do you do?
And I'm a professional pianist in Beaverton,
good.
Oregon, and my bio is on linkedin.com/in/notes-of-celebration.
Okay, I'm going to try that one more time.
It's on your Facebook page.
Oh, it's already there? Oh, there you are. Awesome. That makes it so fast. I love that. Okay. So what I have to do...
And thanks for raising your hand, by the way. And anyone else who, you know, wants to have their bio looked at by Nancy, this is a live session. She's going to be looking at your bio. So raise your hand, pop it up on the Facebook page so she can see it. And she can just click on it. So that's Facebook.com/Nancy Jutten, J-U-E-T-T-E-N. So if you want her to work with you on your bio, pop it up on the Facebook page and raise your hand.
So, Linda, I'm just having a moment. What is your primary objective with your story? Are you trying to attract clients, speaking gigs, media interviews? What is
clients.
Okay. And I'm just trying to get into LinkedIn. There you are. Linda R. Eggeman Smith, wedding and event pianist, elegant piano music, customized just for you. Let's see, you want clients here in Portland. So it says wedding network, share a message. I think because we are not, that's all I get to see.
Really?
That's all I get to see because we are not connected.
Oh.
And so do you have an online profile as well, like on a website?
Um. Not really. This is the best one I've got.
Okay.
Why don't we jump back to her? Why don't you two get connected and we jump back to her?
Yeah, let's do that.
So why don't you find Nancy on LinkedIn and connect to her and then pop back?
Yeah, and I'll come back to you later in the call. How's that, Linda? Fair enough?
Fair enough.
Okay, great. All right, we have someone, A. Gray, and I'm going to call on you now.
Oh, great. How exciting.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. You will find mine on the website at it's clarityatthecrossroads.com. I know, that's a long mouthful.
I'm typing it in, clarityatthecrossroads.com. Can't wait to read all about you. I'm just double-checking my spelling. clarityatthecrossroads.com, life leaders, life transitions and leadership. So tell me, it's Anne.
Yeah, and so it's the bio you're going to look at, right?
Well, yes, but I want to do something else too.
Okay.
One of the things that happens when people land on your website for the first time is you have like 3 seconds to make an impression so the person who lands there knows that they've come to the right place.
Yeah.
So it would be of service to you and to everyone on the call for me to just make a few observations right out of the box.
Happy to hear.
Okay. So clarity at the crossroads, life transitions and leadership. One of the things I'm looking for is who do you serve? How do you help them? What is the transformation you provide? And why are you the best available athlete to deliver the magic? I call that the who, the how, and the wow. Because if you're trying to attract clients, the people who are looking for you need to be satisfied with the answers to those three essential questions.
Right. I kind of know that, and I know I need to redo some things about that. I realize you don't see it when you look at the website.
It's a big mistake to not tend to that, and I'll tell you why. If people don't know who you serve, if you're not clear about who, the how, and the wow, people won't even stop.
No, I understand. I've got to figure out where to put it on there, but I can tell you.
Okay, tell me.
Well, I serve professional and executive women who are, you know, tired of it, who want to change, they want more sizzle in their life, they want to make more money in a meaningful way.
Okay. All right. Well, one of the things you need to say somewhere in the headline, perhaps, instead of fall in love with your life again, find your inner leader, is make that headline relevant to high achieving women who are up to big things but are stuck at the front door for some
mm-hmm.
reason.
Yeah.
Because when you heal the pain, one of my mentors, Henry DeVries, says, be a heat-seeking missile for pain because painkillers sell better than vitamins.
I like the stuck at the front door because I use the analogy later about when one door closes, another opens.
Right.
But I like the idea of stuck at the door.
And people are frustrated with that. People are looking for outcomes. They're going to whip out their wallet to pay for something that will ease their pain right now.
Yeah.
So falling in love with your life again is a little bit, it's a nice idea, but it's not as, an urgent problem that it may not be what gets them to act immediately. It may be
mm-hmm.
some other problem.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I notice, which is a common mistake on your website, is I am a big fan of list building, and so are so many other internet entrepreneurs and people who want to extend their reach around the world. So growing a list of people who have raised their hand to say, I absolutely want to hear what next you have to say, Anne, that's a really high priority for building your influence, your impact, and your income. However, when you say join our mailing list at the top of the page, but you do not offer anything juicy and provocative in return, I would be surprised to learn if you were actually getting a stampede of new visitors.
Yeah. Well, I'm not.
Okay,
you got any juicy ideas to give away? That's honestly what has kept me back.
Well, I'm sure Susan may have things to add to this conversation, but I'm a huge fan of helping people to identify the gap between where they are right now and where they want to go, and for them to self-diagnose where the missing pieces are.
Ah, that's a great idea.
Like, for example, on my own site, I have something called Your Quick Quiz to Get Ready, Known, and Paid, so that you can figure out where you are and where you need to focus your attention to achieve those outcomes.
Mm,
just like when you're reading a women's magazine or Cosmopolitan and it says 10 ways to please your mate or something like that, in a couple of minutes you can quickly do this quiz and learn something that hopefully you can take action on and
achieve
an outcome that you like.
Yeah.
The best part about it is if people actually take the quiz and it doesn't take them that much time, you can help them interpret the quiz results. And then maybe on the back side, there could be, if these are problems you're suffering from and you're absolutely at that now or never place where you need to address them so you can have the outcome that you want, how about let's have a conversation? Let's engage.
Yep.
And
that's great.
If people want to engage with you, well, you're that much closer to getting a client, and wouldn't that be a great outcome?
Absolutely. That's really good. I like that idea a lot. Thank you.
Yeah, so that's an actionable thing. And then another thing I want to mention, which is a common thing that happens, is folks say, join our mailing list, follow us on Facebook, do all these other kinds of things. When you give them that many choices of things to do, sometimes they don't do anything.
Yeah.
So I'm a big fan.
I appreciate that. I do that. I give them that problem.
Yeah, so I'm a big fan of just giving them one choice.
Yeah.
And then when they sign up for your newsletter, then you can tell them where else they can find you, because then you're ultimately having the control to reach out to people when you want to and instead of at their convenience. So now I'm going to quickly go to your bio to read about you.
So you're looking at the Twitter or Facebook thing on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm going to make a comment about Twitter and Facebook, and Susan and I, you know, we may have differing opinions, and Susan, if you're welcome to chime in, but I'm all a big fan of connecting with people live on Facebook and Twitter, and we're doing it today on this call. But it's a very rare occasion where people say, boy, Nancy, I saw a post you made on Facebook, and I can't wait to whip out my wallet and spend thousands of dollars with you.
Right. Good point.
I think what people are doing there is they're sort of vetting you out as whether or not you're someone they can know, like, and trust, but they don't buy from Facebook or Twitter.
Right.
They buy from your website. So
they buy from your website and they buy from your blog. Your blog is ever more important. Derek Halperin's doing a webinar on this about the whole conference in San Francisco this weekend with Ryan Dice was focusing on blog and SEO. So now that and so if you're ignoring your blog, that's something, you know, not to do.
So that's a good tip, because I can tell you, you haven't looked at my blog, but my blog is very philosophical. I haven't gotten enough to the really practical stuff, and I think that my philosophical stuff is not going to draw clients. So I may want to refocus my blog, too.
I think that's a good idea. And Nancy, I just wanted to remind you, I mean, there are a lot of
people on the call.
Yeah, on the call looking for help with their bio. So
here's what we're going to do, Anne. Make these adjustments to your homepage, and if there's time during the rest of the call, we'll come back to you to look at your bio. But the homepage really does need to get fixed in these ways in order for you to
be better. Oh, that's great. I appreciate it, and I'm sure you're going to find problems in my bio, too. So.
Well, and so
yeah.
Listen to the other examples, because I know those are going to be powerful.
That's
lessons.
Great.
Thanks so much. Very good. All right, so how about Anita Sanchez? Would you like to speak up?
And actually, what you're seeing is Kit Tennis, so I'm the second person that shows up on that page you're looking at.
Okay. So how do you do? And,
how are you?
I'm great. Have you learned anything so far? Are we having fun yet?
I'm having fun just thinking about the hearing, in some ways, confirmation about the ideas about Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and et cetera.
So you said your name was?
Kit Tennis.
Are
you there on the Facebook page?
Let's see here. Yes.
Really?
I don't see it. Are you on
So it says bios, Anita Sanchez-Christopher Tennis, if you're looking on the Facebook page for the website. And then right below that is a bio on LinkedIn for me. And if it doesn't turn up, go to the next person, and maybe I'll turn up.
I don't want to go to LinkedIn. I want to go to a regular bio on a website. Can you please share with me a link where I can go?
Yes, and that actually is that it's the
please
one that
spell
you
it
see.
Out for me, since I cannot see it on Facebook.
Sure, SanchezTennis.com.
Is
so
tennis
that's
as in tennis? Is that tennis as is the game that you play?
Just like the game, yes. SanchezTennis.com slash bios, BIOS.
I am going to, bios.
And I will be the second bio that you see on that page.
Okay. It's coming up. Just It's taking a moment to load, so I'm just going to go another place where I can see it more clearly.
So it's SanchezTennis.com?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm trying to go there, too. So if everybody else wants to go there and take a look, too. So
Having a little trouble
so
finding
Sanchez, it flipped over to Sanchez Tennis Associates, it looks like.
Yes, that would be the same.
And okay. Sanchez Tennis Associates, for some reason, it is not coming up.
SANCHZ.
Oh, here we are.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, everybody, about bios. Our goal is to help our clients create healthy, productive, creative, and adaptive organizations that utilize the best talents of their workforces to thrive in a global economy. Okay. Dr. Kit Tennis, what I'm noticing immediately, Christopher, is it's very long,
yes.
Very text-heavy, which
mm-hmm.
means that some people are not going to read it.
Yep.
I recommend breaking up long bios with subheadings that speak to the wow that shows up immediately below.
Good.
So that a skimmer can quickly get to the meat of the matter and know that you're the guy.
Good.
It says, you've dedicated 37 years to managing and consulting to business, government, academic, and nonprofit organizations and have developed a consulting philosophy that blends all these things together. This is what you focus on, your experiences among your clients are, you're actively engaged in. This is what I call a manifesto bio that says everything you've ever done in your life
uh-huh.
and establishes your credibility. But what do you want people to do as a direct result of reading it?
In most cases, to be confirmed in their thought that they would like to hire me as an organization development consultant.
Okay. So what would happen?
Okay, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. What would happen if you actually said that in a subhead? Why Christopher Tennis? Why Dr. Christopher Tennis is the perfect choice for this?
Yes. Yes, as a matter of fact, what I'm realizing is that I've done a better job with my, for instance, with my LinkedIn, which leads with a header, helping communities, organizations, teams, and individuals become powerful agents of positive change and service.
And I think, can I just jump in, Nancy?
Yes.
I think in this day and age, you actually even have to be a little more direct. Hire Christopher
mm-hmm.
and his team.
Good.
Click here, so you either have that goes to an 800 number, goes to a form, it goes to, you know, get your free consult, whatever that is. But actually to say, work with us, hire us, whatever the language is for you.
Good.
But to be very, you know, work with me personally, work with our team, whatever the options are. And if there are different options, you know, working with you directly, working with your team, to actually have those very clearly on your bio page as well.
Great.
I agree.
All the actions. Mm-hmm.
And here's something else. I look for four S's. I look for the stunning results that you've brought about for your ideal client for which they paid meaningful money and got a fabulous outcome.
Good.
I look for a succinct story about how you came upon doing this work and why this work is your mission in life. It's more than what you do for food, clothing, and shelter.
Uh-huh.
I look for social information to help us know, like, and trust you. And I look for what I call, and Susan may call also, the sassy soundbite, which could be a statement of philosophy about why you do this, or it could be a testimonial from a client of note who said something like, ignore this man's talent to your own peril, so that people will actually want to say, wow, I've been missing out until I met you.
Mm-hmm.
I also like to see visual cues, and when you're fortunate enough to work for really big name clients as you have, Hewlett-Packard, and some other big names. Remember, some
yeah.
people are very visual. So what could happen if you actually used the logos of the companies that you've been fortunate to serve so that skimming audience could actually see, oh, he's really a big player. He works with companies like that. We belong with him.
Good, good.
So,
one question on
yeah.
social information. What can you explain to us a little more about what the social information would look like?
Well, we all want to get to that know, like, and trust place. And what a lot of folks do is sometimes they say, and in my spare time, I like to mountain climb and read books and do cool things like this. Mm-hmm. I'm not a huge fan of that because it just seems like it's just sort of thrown away.
Yeah.
I remember an accountant I was working with who was just really good at the green eye shade detail, but she also loved to climb to the peaks of mountains because getting the big picture about what it all meant was really where all the magic started to take shape. So she was able to link what she loved to do in her spare time to her incredible acuity as a CPA and a bookkeeper to let mm-hmm. people know that she wasn't just a green eye shade gal. She could see the big picture, too. So I like being able to create a link between what you love to do or the journey that you've been on
yes.
that's going to travel on all your whole life. You know, sometimes people are, you know, they discover their passion for real estate as nine-year-olds playing Monopoly and having more houses and hotels than anyone else. And now look at them now. They're incredible real estate moguls that have control over mountains of real estate. So try to create some kind of link. You know, a dating coach, for example, may say that she helps create perfect matches, but if she forgets to mention that she's happily married to her perfect partner and that's why you can trust her to guide you to get the same result, I mean, a dating mm-hmm. coach needs to be able to say that she's in a relationship with the perfect partner in order to be credible for people to want to engage.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right?
I love that
yeah.
you're saying that, Nancy. We work on that a lot in the Soundbite course, that building the bridge to your personal, from your personal story to your professional focus. And that's really important. And the other thing I just wanted to ask you is, would you repeat the four S's again? I know you just
sure.
quickly. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Sassy Soundbite.
That was number one, Sassy Soundbite.
The number one thing is stunning results.
Okay, that's what I wanted to say.
That's the number one, stunning mm-hmm. results.
Mm-hmm.
What stunning results have you brought about for your ideal client so that they have whipped out their wallet to pay big money and have gotten more than their money's worth because you were there to guide them the way?
Mm-hmm.
People buy results.
Great.
You want social information so people can know, like, and trust you.
Mm-hmm.
You want a sassy soundbite that speaks to your mm-hmm. philosophy.
Okay,
an example of that might be something my husband uses as a financial planner. He says, people hire me for my head, pay me for my heart, and trust me most when I use both.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's great.
If all you know is who he is, that he's a certified financial planner, and that's what he believes, in very few words, you know right away, I want it or I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully you want it, and you're compelled to want to read more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A succinct story. Like in my case, I knew that writing for results was going to be my path in life when I figured out how many licks it took to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop, wrote to the letter of Tootsie Pop Corporation and told him so, and weeks later he sent me a certificate telling me about how proud I should be of that accomplishment. I knew that that was going to keep me going for the rest of my life, and here I am today. I didn't take a million years to tell you that story. I got there very quickly, and you winked, you grinned, you said, okay, I like her. That's the point.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing I would challenge you to do, this is really powerful. I know my friend Tad in Hargrave said, can you name and claim your niche in 120 characters or less? I would challenge you, Dr. Tennis, to
mm-hmm.
take all of these paragraphs and say, what could you say in 120 characters or less that gets to the meat of the matter in such a way that people would actually want to buy it?
Cool.
Because start with a short, I'm a big fan of having not all bio suiting all situations. So if you have a sassy soundbite, a 50-word bio, a 100-word bio, and a 300-word bio, and then people love the first three lines that they keep reading the rest, you know you've nailed it.
Yes.
And especially if you're planning to do media or get interviewed or doing these wonderful things that you do,
mm-hmm.
do you suppose that CNN is going to read 1, 2, 3, 4 paragraphs of heavy text to introduce
no.
you?
No.
They want to know who it is, why you're swell, why you're the best available athlete. Welcome to the show. So can I challenge you to create something like that?
Yes.
Okay.
It'll be fun. It'll be fun.
Yeah, so I can't wait to hear more. And how about we help someone else for a little bit and see what else we can do.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Susan, anything you want to add?
No, I think that's great. I love, let's just recap really quickly that, you know, short paragraphs with headlines, Make sure that you've got a call to action. What do you want someone to do after they read your bio? Be very clear in your direction. Have those very specific stories and sassy sound bites that combine. I think this would be helpful for, I can't remember the woman who we were talking to right before this, where she was talking about, it's too much about my philosophy. So we don't really want to hear so much about your philosophy unless it connects to what you're doing for us in a very practical way. So it's great to have your philosophy in there, but it can be said in like those three lines, like your husband, you know, here's my philosophy in three lines, you know, and then tell me more about, you know, your stunning results so I know that I can get those kind of results with you.
Yes, because people will pay for results. They will not pay for philosophies.
That's right. That's absolutely right. No, that's right. And, Nancy, you know, there were a lot of people who popped up on your Facebook page first before they raised their hand. So Neil was one of them. So I wanted to make sure that you kind of like there's an order here where Neil, like he raised his hand like 35 minutes ago. So if we could get to him
let's see if I can find him. Let's see. We've got Linda.
It's steelneilnyc.com, S-T-E-E-L.
Okay,
N-E-A-L?
Yes, I see that. I'm going.
Yeah.
I'm going.
Okay, great. So I just see that there's a lot of people who pop these up here, so I want to reward them for their fast action.
Yes, and is Neil on the phone or is he on the webcast? Do we know?
I don't know, Neil. You know, can we talk to you? Did you want to talk to him by phone? If he can raise your hand.
I'm just going to go over to see if Neil... I'm just going to take a look at you, Steel Neil NYC, and it's steelneilnyc.com/bio. And so what it says here is that he's a multidisciplinary metal and martial artist with a BFA from the School of Visual Arts and a black belt in butterfly hand. He's also a real-life Iron Man with local 40 union iron workers in New York City. He's best known as the creator of The Agony of Man and The Ecstasy of Man, which have been featured on TBS, the Tokyo Broadcasting System News, and the Travel Channel's Bizarre Foods and Andrew Zimmern, as well as NY Number One and other local cable shows. After life-changing recovery from a neck and back injury enabled by more than 25 years of his martial arts expertise, he founded Iron Court Style Martial Arts, being further inspired by the demands of his line of work from seeing slouching commuters on a daily basis, he began to teach people how to forge their form into a structurally sound instrument of health and strength. His mission is to help working men and women utilize the important tools in their belt, their bodies. The ironclad insight of his new book, Iron Core Style Martial Arts for Health Defense, has been called the missing piece of the puzzle in the modern-day mosaic of health and fitness in it. He illustrates basic body mechanics. He lives and thrives and trains himself in New York City with his wife and son. You can check him out at the site. Well, this is very interesting. And I don't know if Neil is on the call, but I'm just going to sort of...
On the call. Oh, because he piped up. You're saying he may be on the webcast.
He was on the webcast, and so I'm going to just say a couple of things. I'm assuming that you are excited about the new book that you've debuted and that you want to sell a lot of it, because I see that, well, just using the word ironclad insight of his new book, Iron Core Style, is you said it's new and you've got an image of the book. So what I'm noticing is there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 paragraphs of your bio, but the number one thing you want people to do is at the very end. And so that's what we call burying the lead. And so I might want to call that out as, you know, if you could say, we say who you are and what you do and that you've been in media a lot and that you've got an interesting personal story and you want them to buy the book. So you're trying to accomplish an awful lot here. So what I might... As I look at the website, it says pre-order today and save 15% on the upcoming book, Iron Core Style Martial Arts for Health Defense.
It sounds like it's not done yet, the book.
Well, it's either it's a new book or it's the forthcoming book or something like that. So I'm going to make a couple of comments. Number one is on the navigation it says bio, and then when you go there, the headline says bio. So it's sort of a lost opportunity. Instead of saying bio, why don't you have a compelling headline there that says, Steel Neil, you know, author, emerging author Neil Steele is on a mission to guide working people to have hardworking, healthy bodies every move they make.
So use that as the headline instead of bio.
Yeah, use it as a headline so it lets people know right away what you're here to do. Whether you make the smart choice to have him on your major television station, radio program, or interview him for the media, or you make the smart choice to purchase his book, one thing is certain, you will have the hard, healthy body that you need no matter what life throws in your path. I want the results of what you do to be first, and underneath that could be something like how Neil's journey serves you. Because I think people are ultimately self-interested. And so you have a lot of good information here. I just want to reorganize it in such a way that you get what you want most out of it first and foremost. And right now it's just sort of unfocused.
And the subheads would help focus that and move you through the material, I think, too, if you had, don't you, Nancy?
I absolutely agree. And then here, since we're already on your website, it says you can check him out at your website. What if we give another kind of call to action, like book Steele Neil for your talk show? You know, go here to buy the book in volume quantities to share with everyone you know. Because we're already on the website, might as well give them a more specific call to action so you can get what you want and they can get what they want too.
Absolutely. So I think that's a great idea. Did you hear that, Neil, about, you know, bulk sales and also booking you? Because you are looking for media right now, so book Steele Neil and, you know, maybe give a tasty, you know, because I've seen one of your videos where you're working with fire, and that's very sexy. So you might talk about how you use fire or something dangerous in, you know, your video, you know, something about, you know, the excitement of using that fire that you may also be able to use to stoke your internal fire for health defense. I don't know if you can make that leap to both, but I know that you've done big welding. So is there some kind of connection that you can make with that with your martial art for health defense book? Do you agree with that, Nancy?
Yeah, I do. And then the other thing that I'm thinking about is here we are at the start of a shiny new year, and a lot of people have health and fitness goals at the top of their priority list. And this is a somewhat provocative and compelling and even sexy approach to getting the job done that could be very, very timely for media relations and interviews and this sort of thing. So what are some of your, you know, if you could cull it down to, you know, five essential things you need to do now to da-da-da-da-da, make it kind of soundbitey and fun. And that also brings me to another suggestion, because I just went to your homepage, and it's a blog, and there's a lot to read here. But what if there was a way for people to get the first chapter or the first two chapters of Iron Core Style as an introductory gift, so that once they read the first two chapters, they couldn't stop themselves from wanting to get
it? Oh, he's got that. It just popped up at the bottom.
Oh,
it's something just zoomed into the screen.
Oh.
It says, which is a little unorthodox, but it's interesting. It says, tough day at work. You can get the first chapter for
it
free.
It is there. Good
yeah,
job.
Yeah, it popped up. So
why don't we make
bottom.
It more prominent so that even a village idiot such as myself at this particular moment could find it?
You mean like having it using his slide at the top for it?
Well, I'm a big fan of having things, opt-ins, to be on the upper right-hand corner of the page so that there's no missing it.
That's right.
And here's something to consider. A coach of mine said to me one time, Nancy, he said, how many people were on your list? He says, how many people were on your list 30 days ago, and how many people do you want to have on your list 30 days from now? And it was one of those, I wish I would have had a V8 moments, because maybe I hadn't really thought about it and hadn't really considered how important it was. But I'm saying to you, Neil, how many people are on your list right now, and how well is this pop-up working for you? Are you getting tons and tons of traffic at steelneilnyc.com? If you're getting hundreds and hundreds of opt-ins every day, good for you. If you're not, change the position of where that opt-in box is and see if perhaps that can accelerate your results and get more people excited about your books so that you can sell more of them and make bigger impact.
One of the other things that I just want to say twice, you have the opt-in on the right-hand corner, but also have a drop-down or pop-up that you can do easily in your blog, which pops into the center page, which they actually have to close. I don't remember what the exact stats are right now, but I know that it increases your opt-ins by at least 30%. So to actually have something pop down from your WordPress blog, as well as having the opt-in in your right-hand corner.
Very good. So I hope that's helpful. And how about we help someone else?
Would that be great? Thanks, Nancy.
And I was just going over to my Outlook because I see a number of you have connected with me on LinkedIn, and I really appreciate it. Thank you. And
it looks like Taryn Barrell.
Okay.
She says, I use variations on LinkedIn bio for several things. I love how short it is, but I have a lot of technical info crammed in there.
Okay.
And she gives a LinkedIn bio, so hopefully she's connected with you so you can take a look at it.
I am going to go take a look at that and
I'm
just bear with me, everybody.
Too.
One of the things while I'm looking for that is with your LinkedIn bio, one of the biggest mistakes people make is they forget to offer a headline about who they are and what they do so that they're imminently searchable. If you just say you're the president and CEO of whatever it is, and you're wondering why nobody's finding you, maybe you might want to shake that up. So in my case, I say I'm the business bio expert and get known to get paid mentor. And I think within a couple of days of me changing my headline and my LinkedIn profile, I'd received several speaking invitations and got a couple of new clients just because I was talking to the transformation I was providing in my LinkedIn headline. So I just wanted to mention that as a action step for anyone who's on LinkedIn, because people who are looking for work and opportunity are going to LinkedIn every day, and I am connected to her. Team PTSD, Programs for Veterans and Emergency Responders in the Greater New York Area, Professional Training and Coaching is your category. It says here, when you're tired of fighting, ready for the war to end, willing to take steps to move your life forward, join us. We've been where you are, we know. Focusing on evidence-based therapies, we provide predictable results and tangible feedback tracking. Team PTSD offers workshops and train-the-trainer sessions. Our focus is veterans and emergency responders, but custom programs have been done for genocide survivors, volunteers, media, and other organizations. Okay.
While you're thinking, Nancy, can I just mention one thing?
You bet.
Everyone who's on the call, we're going over people's individual bios, but I want you to think about whenever Nancy's talking about someone, she's also talking about you. So to remember to look at your bio, even if Nancy doesn't get to you today, to think about what we're saying today and does that apply to your bio? Because Nancy's talking about so many very crucial things, and you can see that people make different kinds of mistakes, both in positioning, in the actual language that they use, and how they organize their information. So as she's going through this, think about yourself, how you're organizing the information. Do you have your call to actions? Are you focusing on your stunning results? Are you doing those four S's, which I posted up on the Facebook page? Really look at your bios with a critical eye so you can, even if Nancy doesn't get to you, you can apply everything that she's saying to your bio to make it better.
Excellent. Amen. Now, Taryn, you know, I look at a lot of words every day, so I like to make them all count. And if I just read this one thing, when you're tired of fighting, ready for the war to end, willing to take steps that move your life forward, join us. We've been where you are. We know. I like the it's a beautiful language usage. However, it doesn't really reach out and grab me because I don't know who this is for. You might say veterans, emergency responders, and others who are tired of fighting and ready for peace rely on PTSD to achieve it fast without going it alone. What I've just done is taken who you serve, what you do for them, and positioned you as the solution for it in one line of text. The text you have is very lyrical, but it's almost too squishy, and I don't think it's particularly compelling. Another thing I'm concerned about, PTSD, when you have an acronym, it may have people furrowing their brow, and so I don't really know what PTSD stands for. which brings me into this whole discussion about alphabet soup. Whether the name of your company is a strange acronym or you have gone to education and gotten lots and lots of initials beside your name, if the common average 9-year-old doesn't know what it means, you're missing a boat. As I scroll down, Taryn, it says TBI was a management and IT consultancy providing a combination of et cetera, et cetera. I don't know what TBI is. Sometimes we get so caught up in our initials and our credentials that we forget that if we don't remember that our reader doesn't get it, we're not going to get to square one very fast. So what I'd like to know is that since whatever year, scores and scores or hundreds and hundreds of veterans who were once struggling with these kinds of problems are now living happily, more stress-free lives of contribution as a direct result of the training and coaching that your organization provides. I want to know that right out of the box because I really don't, it's not as clear as it could otherwise be. Do you agree, Susan?
I do.
Okay.
I do, and I think it's, you know, to everyone's point, to name the people that you serve in that very first paragraph so they know who they are. So when you said emergency responders, which is up here in your team PTSD, but I think it bears repeating in here, and, you know, anyone, you know, for veterans and blah, 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 I think it bears repeating right where you said at the under in the summary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's move on to someone else who's got their hand raised, and I'm sure there'll be other parallel lessons that can be enjoyed.
Yeah, and should we jump to someone else who also, or, you know, early on jumped in on the, this was 38 minutes ago, Melissa Jesperson Moore.
Sure.
She used her LinkedIn bio too. It's,
okay, let me just open this up here and see. Moving on. Melissa, I hope we are connected. I'm hoping that we are connected.
Oh, it says
I'm connecting with you now. Oh, I have to connect with you. We're going to have to come back to Melissa because we're not quite connected.
Okay.
And that makes it a little... I'd like to do non-LinkedIn bios just for a couple... Did we talk to... Did Deirdre Hewley? I think my bio is getting closer to what it should be, but would love your input. Let's take a look. Okay. I'm... Reset Your Life Mastery. I'm on your home page. I'm on the Meet Deirdre. And here's the question, you know, comment. If people landed on your About page without ever going to your home page, would they know enough about what you do and who you do it for and why it matters to want to go digging for more magic? The answer should be yes. So keep that in mind. Go look at your About page like it was the very first experience you were going to ever have with your website and see if you've got that question answered in the affirmative. So I am now here on your website, Deirdre Hewley, and I'm just going to take a moment and breathe. Hi, thanks for stopping by. Are you driven to succeed? Then you're in the right place because my goal is to help you reach your wildest dreams and help you have even wilder dreams. As you know, even the most driven, successful people get stuck along the way. So why does that happen? Because while your path fills you with rewards and accomplishments, it also holds the opportunities for being overwhelmed, burnt out, or simply tired. My goal is to help you kick your stuck to the curb, ignite your personal power, and become as incredible as you can dream. In fact, if you were to ask, I would say it's my mission in life to help you reset your life and soar. I have a couple of comments for you, Deirdre. I mean, it's very conversational. You look very hip and cool. Good for you. Hi, thanks for stopping by is a wasted headline. You don't want people to stop by. You want people to lean in and say, I want that. So I would like there to be a different, it's almost like, hi, thanks for stopping by. See you later. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
I want that to go away as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And I want it to be replaced with something that lets, so those, when you say, are you driven to succeed, it makes me want to know, who are your people really? Are they people at midlife and better who are ready to rock their life? Is it everybody who's driven to succeed, midlife people, men, women? It's not specific enough to suit my taste to know that you're the perfect person. So I want you to get even more specific on your niche. How can I help you? In order to succeed, you need motivation because you're already driven. Most of the time, you can actually get this motivation from yourself. However, the truth is hardship happens, overwhelm happens. Left to your own devices, you can end up stuck. Or your whole thing is about getting people beyond stuck and into life mastery. What about get beyond stuck, start here as a headline? That might be pretty compelling because people who are suffering from being stuck want the solution as soon as possible. What do you think, Susan, as a headline?
Yeah, I think that's great. If that's your main thing, which sounds like it is, getting people unstuck, then you want to name that right away. You know, get stuck along the way. And it might even be, you know, more specific somewhere. What does that mean, stuck along the way? What are they stuck in? You know, it's very...
in the middle with you.
Yeah, but it's actually general. And I might even say, you know, just what are some of the ways that your clients tell you that they are stuck in most and how you've helped them? Because I'm sure that you have particular clients. All of our stuckness is not the same. There's general stuckness, but I think to actually name the types of stuckness is helpful to people too, so people can say, that's me.
If you're stuck on the career, if your trajectory to big success is stuck on a lower rung of the ladder, and you're ready to do something about it, welcome, I can help.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a much more juicy headline.
Mm-hmm.
So as I read all of this, I'm looking for stunning results. And so when I look at your testimonials, they're not really specific. Thank you for all your help, support, and the love you sent through the phone today. I can't wait to share with all the people who love, you know, your confident, present, broad knowledge and vast experience spoke volumes in my life. But I didn't hear in any of these testimonials, as a direct result of working with Deirdre, I'm no longer stuck and I'm soaring. I want the testimonials to speak to the promise that you make so that people will be intoxicated at the prospect of having some of that from themselves. So wherever you are in your business, whether you're just starting out or you're going great guns, you're always in a mission to get better and better, more specific testimonials that really sizzle. And right now, I think the sizzle in some of these testimonials is a little lukewarm, and I think it would be better if it was hotter.
And just to be, what Nancy means by hotter, Deirdre, is to be even actually more specific. When people get results from you, where did they start, what did you do for them, and what were the results? And to be very concrete results. Then anything that's measurable, whether it's stress, getting a new job, you know, any kind of, you know, the two types of results, which are either transformations or measurable in very concrete terms, to have that, that those kind of results in a very, very specific way. I got a job promotion, you know, I increased my income 4 times. It's got to be very specific, I think.
Another thing I would say, and I know that sometimes this comes across as tough love, but it's important to do because we can't, if the hardest thing there is to do is to write about yourself in a way that will actually get other people to turn heads and say, wow. So on the masthead, it says reset your life mastery, and then it says kick stuck to the curb with an exclamation point, but it looks like an afterthought instead of a primary objective. And I think that the prominence of that, it could be bigger because that's the big outcome that you're bringing about. So going back to the four S's, what are the stunning results that you've helped clients achieve? Why are you the best available athlete? I'm kind of wondering if you were once stuck and are now soaring, which qualifies you in a powerful way to help people to do it. When you have a headline that says more stuff, nobody wants more stuff. You could say how my journey serves you, because that's what it's in it for them, more stuff. I went from administrative jobs, going from hiding behind a desk and the phone, but I thrived. I loved being a sales trainer. Through these experiences, I discovered that I had a gift for helping people grow and overcome obstacles. I think more stuff is not strong. I think how my journey serves you, and I want you to get to the meat of the matter much more quickly. What do you want people to do when they land here is not clear either, because you're asking people to give you their email address to get your free ebook, 10 Powerful Steps to Overcome Obstacles, Live with Purpose, and Create Your Ideal Life, and also get access to your weekly video series, but you're also asking them to connect to 5 different social networks. And I don't know if it's fair to say, but I'm guessing that people, the list is probably not growing dramatically for a couple of reasons. You're giving them too many choices. And also, why doesn't your free gift have to do with resetting your life mastery? Why isn't there not parallel construction between what your mission is to do and the gift that you're offering to people? I think you should be consistent because it will be more aligned and help people get to the outcome that you want, which is, I think, for them to hire you. Does that feel pretty good as far as feedback for Deidre?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and I like, you know, that really resonates about making the connection to the whatever you get free to lead them into whatever you want their next step to be, which is, I'm assuming, doing coaching with you. But to have that be a very strong connection as well. So thank you, Nancy. That's great.
What if it was 10 powerful steps to get unstuck and on fire? Because if you're kicking stuck mm-hmm. to the curb, you know,
to pull that theme through,
you know, kicking stuck to the curb and getting on the road to greatness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to align
mm-hmm.
the messaging so it all
mm-hmm.
kind of hangs together.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope
mm-hmm.
that's helpful.
Yes.
Okay. Who else would like to raise their hand and get some help? Or
okay,
Susan,
we have Rochelle Hirsch too.
Linda, I'm still on the line.
Oh, Rochelle.
Oh, she said Linda was still on the line, or somebody
popped
Linda. On the line.
Is it okay? Can you tell me the first three digits of your telephone number, please?
503-645.
Okay, great. I just wanted to mute out the other folks that were also live so that we could help you too. So thank you for your patience. And I'm going back over to, this is where I have to find you on LinkedIn, right?
Right, and I also have a short bio on my webpage, if that's easier.
Okay, I think that would be easier, and so I'm going to go there.
Notesofcelebration.com.
Thank you. Thank you for your patience.
Of course.
Yeah.
Are you learning anything as we're talking about these other people, too?
Linda?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
I'm there with her with a beautiful, you know, her fingers on the piano and
okay.
picture of her at the piano, and then it looks like a wedding video on your page, and you've got your opt-in on the right-hand corner, which is excellent, right-hand side.
Right, and I've got it too.
Great.
So what I'm looking at is, what about a headline that says, Portland pianist Linda Smith will make your celebration magical, memorable, and, you know, just kind of a headline. You've got it sort of, you're a Portland pianist, Linda Smith. And
mm-hmm.
you love to make wedding and events sparkle with live piano music. What you really want people to do is hire Linda to transform your event from standard to spectacular.
Oh, I like that, Nancy.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. Portland pianist Linda Smith is a little generic, but if we could hire you. If you're the number one choice to transform standard events into spectacular, memorable occasions where people are dancing, having fun, and making moments to last a lifetime,
mm-hmm.
sign me up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that better?
Mm-hmm. And instead of also, you're talking about yourself, Linda, at the top, that you love to make your wedding or event sparkle with live music, but I don't really care what you want. So I'm sorry to say that like that, but I mean,
right, understand.
What I care is what you've done for others. So, you know, you have made, you know, hundreds of people's weddings, events sparkle with live piano music. So tell it from the other person's perspective, not yours, that you love to do it, because what we want to know is that they love that you did it.
Okay.
Yes. So you might say, you know, proof is a powerful thing. So when you say, since 2005, Linda Smith has been privileged to play the piano for hundreds of special occasions, ranging from weddings to bar mitzvahs, corporate events, retirement homes, and other special occasions.
Mm-hmm.
And if the corporate events have logos of clients that we would know and consider household names, go ahead and visually portray them so people can feel like they're dealing with someone who's playing piano and playing a big game at the same time. That's not bad, actually.
Mm-hmm.
What you really want, people are probably going to be wondering, is it expensive? Can I afford it? And so I'm a big fan of letting folks know, you know, whether you have, you know, the good, you know, this is not something that you can add this element of magic to your special occasion at a value that makes great sense. Mm. So always dare to discuss the dollars. It does say pricing in here as a tab on your website,
mm-hmm.
and you've got the prices named. But what would be wrong with, or would it be an enhancement to say, whether for budgets ranging from X to Y or beyond, what you're assured of is a spectacular experience that's going to have everyone tapping their toe and wanting more. Tapping their toe and wanting more speaks to the outcome as opposed to this is what you're going to pay. Does that make sense? And here's something that I always ask folks to consider is, what do you really want clients to do? If you give them lots and lots of choices, sometimes they do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had just, like, you have a bunch of choices here. You have classic elegance, customized elegance, endless elegance, upgrades, and overtime. You also have retirement home fees for nonprofits. I'm guessing that of all these choices, there's something that you love to do the best.
Yes.
So what if you told people that our most popular choice is this because of that? Because if you could guide everybody to make that choice, you'd be doing more of what you want, they'd be getting what you're the most proud of, and you'd probably be making more money.
Okay.
I see that all three choices are noted in equal prominence on the page where you have pricing.
Right.
Lead with the one you want. I mean, I like it. It's kind of like Goldilocks. This one's too little. This one's too hot. This one's too cold. This one's just right.
Uh-huh.
But if you really want people to do the one in the middle,
right?
You know, why not lead there? Or why not put more emphasis there? Or why not put more juicy language around that? Or why not say best value, best impact, so people are immediately drawn to it? Because just by doing that, you'll make more money and do more of what you love.
Uh-huh.
What do you think about that as an idea?
That's a great idea.
Yeah. And I'm just going to go back and see what else there is to know about you. How did you know that playing the piano was going to be your thing?
How did I know?
Yeah. How old were you when you first discovered that this was your mission and music in life?
Well, I knew I loved doing it. In high school.
Okay. And did you play piano did you take lessons and go to Carnegie Hall or do anything like that?
I took lessons for years and years. I played for a choir at Carnegie Hall, but didn't perform there.
Here's where I'm going with that. Jim Brinkman is someone who plays the piano, and I happen to like his work quite a bit.
Yes.
And I remember hearing him at a concert, and he said, I'm just so grateful for the people in the artistic community who gave me love and support and said, if you want to play the piano for a living, go ahead and blaze that trail. We're standing behind you. Because now, here I am on big, huge stages bringing that magic to people around the world every day, and I couldn't be happier. And then he launches into singing this song about unlimited possibilities. The rainbow or something like that. And it's like, wow, you know, you knew, if you could say Linda knew from a 16-year-old taking piano lessons that the first ivory key on her finger was going to be the magic that she was going to travel for the rest of her life. Nothing makes her happier than You know, people love to know that this thing you do is more than what you do for food, clothing, and shelter. It's what you love, and that with every move you make, with every note you play, you're expressing your true mission in life. So I think that just adding a little story about how you discovered your passion for music and why it's your joy to celebrate it at grand occasions where joy abounds would be a nice thing to say.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah. So I'm so glad you were here.
Thank you.
So, Susan, what I'd like to do now, just take a little moment, is I'm going to, a lot of folks say to me, you know, gosh, Nancy, I want you to help me with this. Can you do this for me too? Or I don't have time to wade through all these bio makeovers you're doing on this large leveraged call. You know, can you help me? Can you help me? So I just want to interrupt our regularly scheduled programming and say, if that's the kind of help you need, I have something called a Look Over My Bio and Make It Better session, where it's you and me on the phone, just the two of us, working on making your bio better, live and in the moment, where it's just the two of us. And if that's something you're interested in, you can send me a note or an email and just say, I was on your call with Susan and I want one of those sessions. Would you please help me book it? Because some people just need to get this mission accomplished. And the other thing I know for sure, being somewhat introverted myself, is I realize it takes a bit of courage to raise your hand on a call where there are hundreds of people listening and to say, will you please take a look at me? And if you're not comfortable doing that, you can just raise your hand and get help with me one-on-one, and I'll be more than happy to assist you. If that's not something that you want to do either, I am the definitive creator of the Bye Bye Boring Bio Premium system, which gives you every tool and technique and template to transform your boring bio from wallpaper to wow to attract clients, speaking gigs, and media interviews now. And if that is something that you know you need, I would love for you to go to this site, and Susan, if you're able to type it in.
I did.
It's authenticvisibility.com/betterbionowsh, where SH stands for Susan Harrow. Just go ahead and check that out. The big advantage to you, because I do these calls, BioDoc is in, just about once a month, and if you are a buyer of Bye Bye Boring Bio Premium and a user and have used the powerful lessons and examples and templates within to your advantage, when I see your name in the box that says you're looking for help, you always go to the front of the line to get help. Whether your bio is ready next month or the month after that, if I see your name in the queue, you're going to get called on, you're going to get showcased. And since you've already done your work to make your bio better, chances are people who are listening to that call are actually going to want to do business with you, and wouldn't that just be a great outcome?
So, Nancy, I just want to be clear about what you're offering, because it sounds like there's two options that people can get. The one is the session with you, private one-on-one, and then the second is to get your program and not get the session. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so whether you want to work with Nancy directly one-on-one or get her program or both, would it be good to get both as well?
Absolutely. You know, for those somewhat introverted people that don't want to be showcased yet, if you treat yourself to Bye Bye Boring Bio Plus, and we're talking $197, people, we're not talking a huge amount of money, you're going to have the worksheets and the templates to actually organize your story in such a way that it's on fire in minutes, not hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you share your worksheets with me one-on-one during our phone call, our private phone call, I'll turn your message into magic live and in the moment, and you'll be so glad. You know, not long ago, a client said to me, I love numbers, I hate words. Please don't make me write a bio. And I said, I promise if you use client attracting template number 3, this is going to be done in minutes, not hours, and you're going to love it. I promise you.
Mm-hmm.
So she turns it around in less than an hour and puts it up on the website, and 2 weeks later she got a $2,500 client. It gets better. So she's a financial planner, and she's also helped her kids go through college and knows the lay of the land to how to fund college. And so she tells that story on the website. Since that website went live, 3 people have chosen her over my husband to do the financial planning because of the story she shared in her bio that helped them connect with her to know that she was the right person to help them with their particular financial planning challenges. And so it's turned into like $10,000 in the last couple of months of new clients that just loved what she said about herself just by filling out client attracting template number 3 in Bye Bye Boring Bio Premium. So if you're not somebody that has, what would it be worth to you if you had $10,000 more in business in your bank account because someone decided to hire you straight away instead of going through some long and windy process that felt frustrating to them and frustrating to you? So that's why I'm so excited about helping people in these ways, because if you can kick your boring bio to the curb and actually say something that gets a client to say yes, what is the average lifetime value of a client? $197 is a drop in the bucket for how well it will return to you again and again and again. So that's why I'm so passionate about helping people in this way, and I hope that you are excited about what we're learning here today.
Well, I just want to say that you can see how fast Nancy works. And so if you're a person who likes that kind of speed, obviously, you can see that she can transform your bio, you know, in an hour or two, and you can be on the way to getting new clients in an instant. And if you're the kind of person who wants to do it on your own, then and take a little bit longer, still fast, get the templates. It depends on also your pacing and what's best for you and how fast you want to get those new clients and have people really understand what it is that you have to offer and to move them into action. And Nancy, I mean, I was working with a copywriter on my bio. Some of it's up on the new site, some of it's not, but I definitely love, you know, a lot of the things that you're saying, and I think that I still need help with mine, and so I want to hire you to work with me to just tweak those kinds of things. You know, because sometimes for me, you know I help people with sound bites all day, but I can't think of them for myself. I mean, that's why I hired a copywriter to work on some of the, you know, I can't, I tell her what it is, and she transforms them into sound bites because it's not easy to do it for yourself. And I thought, I don't have that encapsulation of the philosophy with the results like your husband, Steve, does. You know, I don't have that, and I want that. And I also want some of the other things that you talked about to make sure that I am talking about. I've got lots and lots of results of people who work with me directly and in the soundbite course. And yes, I have those testimonials, but also to incorporate that more directly into the bio itself with those kind of more compelling headlines. I think, you know, for me, I just wrote more straightforward headlines, but I can see the value of writing more. I didn't really think about making them intriguing. Mine were more fact-based, you know, but I can absolutely see, let's make each headline, just like it were a press release, more engaging so people want to read each paragraph about you and really get more and more engaged in you. So I can see so much potential. I've been, and just for all of you on the call, I've been taking notes and popping them up on Nancy's Facebook page to try to capture some of the things that she's saying to people so you can implement these for yourself. Like always dare to discuss the dollars. Yeah, people need to know a range of what they're going to invest with you. And, you know, you're talking about telling people what the most popular choice is, the one that you want to do more of, and to guide them. I mean, Amazon does this to you all the time. Here's what other people bought that you might like. Here's what's hot now. Let's take a look at some of the biggest and best marketers and apply, you know, the behemoths on the line and apply that to your own bio to engage. And, you know, I'd love to hear a report back from people who've done this too. You know, it's like, well, how are you tracking how many people then bought the most popular choice? So I think.
Well, I will tell you that in my own experience, I have a variety of things that I offer on my website. And when I got really clear about what I wanted people to do, and made that choice imminently clear, all of a sudden that's what people started to do. And the money started rolling in.
Mm-hmm.
And the impact started being made. And the love notes and thanks started coming my way. And I thought, gosh, I wish I would have had a V8. I wish I would have done that 6 months ago or a year ago or something like that. So I want to just, there's a couple things I want to say logistically. I've been scrolling through some of the questions on the webcast. Folks are saying, I can't see the slides. And I want you to know that by within 24 hours, if you're not able to see them, you will be able to see them on the replay page because the slides will be posted. The audio will also be posted. And so I promised that I would share the five things that you need to do to get your bio in shape. And so I do want to talk about those things. It's all the help, none of the hype, I promise. Decide what you need right now. And for most of you, it's a client attracting bio. Number two, reflect on the who, the how, and the wow. Who are you? How do you help people? And what is the wow that brings about so that people are willing to whip out their wallet to get it today? This takes a little bit of time to go deep to really think this through. But remember, generic never gets it done. People are prepared to invest wisely in experts who can guide them to serious solutions that require serious investment, and that should be you. The third step in the process is to prove your value and your impact. What are your credentials? And spell out the most compelling ones so that even a 9-year-old would understand them. What is your experience and how is it relevant to the magnificence you're making happen today? Are you an award-winning business owner who has sold 22 million books like John Maxwell? Then go ahead and say so. Do you have testimonials from the media or from clients that are juicy, hot, compelling, that have people having that head whip reaction that says, I want what she's having? If you don't, gather them, because it helps people get to yes, and if it helps people get to yes, you're that much closer to making money. The fourth step is add your personality. I remember working with a client who I read his bio on his website, and it was one of those curriculum vitae bios that read like everything he'd ever done in his life. It was very boring. It was very blah, blah, blah. It was very text heavy. And I read a lot of bios, and I love to read, but you know what? I just couldn't get through it. I get on the phone with him, and it turns out his personality is on fire. He's funny. He's got a personality. He turns a phrase really well. And I feel like he's got multiple client personality disorder, because I don't know who he is on the web and who he is in person and if it's the same person. So I stop him and I say, okay, Bob, I just got to ask you, you've got such a sense of humor, you're so funny, you've got such a great personality, and then I read about you on the web and it reads like wallpaper. Which is the real thing? He says, you know, my wife's been trying to tell me to be me more for years, and I guess I'm just now finding the courage to do it. You know, being blah, 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 boring doesn't get you booked. So stop it. Stop doing stupid stuff. Boring never gets you booked. Okay. And then the final step in the process is to prepare your right-sized stories. And what I mean by that, some of you just want to get clients, and so I want you to get a short, pithy bio. Can you get to 120 characters to say who you are, what you do, and why it matters? It's a great exercise, because if you're doing a lot of networking, meeting people online, however it is that you meet people, if you cannot get to the meat of the matter so people get it, you're stuck at the front door. If you're going to be interviewed on the media, they're not going to wade through 5 paragraphs to find out the jewel that's going to be the perfect way to introduce you. You want to have that prepared already. And I just want to say from my own experience, and I know, Susan, you do an awful lot of media interviews and coach people to do the same, but a third-person introduction is so useful if you are going to be a speaker or on any television program or a radio program, because no producer has time to switch your first-person introduction into a third-person story and actually get it right. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I do.
So what I found over this last year, and I'm not kidding, I gave the Transform Your Boring Bio from Wallpaper to Wow call over 50 times to people who asked me to do it. And if I had to stop every single time to write my bio, write my introduction, write my key takeaway points, if I didn't have that ready to rock every time someone asked me, I would drop a lot of other high-priority balls to catch the one I wasn't expecting, and I wouldn't have been a rock star in any case. So if you are truly serious about standing up and shining and being at your best for your clients, for the media, for a meeting planner, I implore you to get ready before you go, because if you can get a phone call and rock it, and the meeting planner or the media host or whoever it is gets everything they're looking for before the phone hits the cradle, you have demonstrated outstanding customer service to that influential person, and your message is on its way to being heard and seen and celebrated to a much wider audience, and you are going to be in a position to be compensated more readily because of it. So,
sounded like Steel Neal got into your backyard for a second.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. So that's the 5-step process. And
run through the 5 steps again. It's reflect
sure.
on the who, the how, and the wow.
I want you I want you to number one, decide what you need right now. A client attracting bio could be the number one thing you need. With that as your objective, reflect on you. Who are you? How do you help? And what is the wow that you bring about? Step number three, prove your value and impact. You do this with your credentials, your experience, your awards, your testimonials.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, add your personality. Here's where you have a sassy soundbite. You tell a story about how the first time you played the piano, you knew that was what you were going to be doing the rest of your life, and here you are. And then you want to prepare your right-sized stories so that you're ready for anything. I will tell you that in my experience, I've done so many interviews. Every time someone asks me, can I have a personality profile, Nancy? Can I have a bio that's more personal than business? Can I have 50 words? Can I have 100 words? Every time I'm asked for something, a new version, I write it like my life depends on it. I make sure it's accurate, and I post it to the About Me page of my website so that 24/7, anytime, anywhere, people can go and find it and introduce me properly, quote me properly, and I have the confidence that I'm saying what I want said so that I can rock the house no matter what it is I'm there to do. If you're really serious about playing a bigger game, you absolutely have to do this, and I'll tell you why. Most people are still stuck in that I want more clients place. You just need money to pay the bills and make your way in the world, and I totally get that. But once you're really clear about the who, the how, and the wow, and you have a full book of clients, there's so much more impact you can make by broadcasting your brilliance through the power of storytelling in the media, with your blog, with your syndicated column, whatever the case may be. You're going to want to broadcast your brilliance, and so you're going to have the confidence to do that because you're so clear about your message. And once you're broadcasting your brilliance, invariably you're thinking, I'm getting known and I'm getting paid and I'm living the life uncommon. And those are the outcomes that my clients enjoy with me helping them one step of the way, whether they're starting with their boring bio or they're moving up the line to get those bigger, bigger outcomes. They will get them with the confidence that they can journey forward being the very best people that they are, telling stories all their own. And that's really what I think, that's what my work is all about. And I really want to help as many people as possible.
I know you do, and that comes across loud and clear.
So I'm just scrolling through because I wanted to tell you that Jason Dorsey is a speaker. He's known as the Gen Y guy.
Mm.
I was reading the Success magazine last month, and it was a full-page ad. His stunning result, over 1,000 standing ovations.
Wow.
That's all
amazing.
We really need to know.
Oh, yeah, right. Who's not going to hire him?
And then it says, speaking fees start at $17,500.
That seems cheap.
He's daring to discuss the dollars.
Yeah.
Then it says, an internationally acclaimed keynote speaker, Jason has delivered 2,000 keynote speeches around the world. His dynamic speaking style has earned standing ovations from audiences as large as 13,000.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Contact us for your next generational keynote speaker.
Yeah,
someone asked on the webcast, could you give me an example of a really stellar bio that delivers the goods? Well, this is a very short yet very stellar bio that positions this guy as the Gen Y guy whose stunning result is over 1,000 standing ovations, a speaking fee that turns my head, and he proves his value and his impact by just one line of text, and he makes it super easy for us to contact him so that we can book him. To me, that's a fabulous example. Don't you agree?
Oh, I do. I think that's very, very clear. And what you're talking about is amazing social proof. And also, you know, you're very clear about what you're hiring him for, and you know how much you're going to pay.
Right. Now, I was mentioning Amy Chappell, the financial planner. She says, this is an example. It says, it takes as much energy to wish as it does to plan.
Mm.
Eleanor Roosevelt. That's her sassy mm-hmm. soundbite. She says, I am fiercely committed to guiding busy working professionals, especially women, to achieve confidence and peace of mind around money so they can focus on what they want to achieve in life. If you're looking for a proven professional who can guide you to answer questions like these, you've come to the right place. Are you saving enough for retirement? What about college? Are your investments working as hard for you as they should, and are they being managed effectively and efficiently? Can you afford to work in a less lucrative career and be happier? Are you and your spouse or partner on the same page about spending and saving? And if you're not, how can you find agreement? With almost 10 years working with amazing clients with similar worries and concerns and guiding them to achieve remarkable success, my mission and commitment is to help you develop a clear vision for your life and then educate and empower you to make smart financial decisions that make your vision come true.
That would be great for Deirdre to notice and to read.
Yes.
For those kinds of specifics about how she's helped her clients and also the kinds of things that she's helped her clients with.
And this is a bio that was created with client attracting template number 3, which is like a cash register at your fingertips if you would just avail yourself to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone has her own story or his own story. But if you can shape it in such a way that we know what you're committed to, who you're working for, what questions you're helping your clients address with speed, ease, and impact, and most importantly, why you're the best available athlete to deliver the magic. The only thing missing here is the call to action, which, of course, she has right up there. Go to finpath.com, and you can find out all about her and decide to ask for a consultation so she can guide you to the outcome that you desire. This is the kind of this is that $10,000 stream of revenue that Amy created by taking less than an hour to write a bio from a template that was lovingly created by yours truly to serve the masses around the world. I want to share, and I know we should come to a close here, but there's a funny little story that I would like to tell that will hopefully make you grin and laugh. People ask me all the time, you know, why are you focusing on the bios? Why are you the bio doc? What was your inspiration? And my inspiration, I think it's just kind of funny. A few years ago, I was watching Oprah, and I'm a huge fan of Oprah, and she talked about Anastasia, who is known as the brow lady. This woman from Romania came to the United States with this keen appreciation for proportion and beauty, and she believed that your eyebrows can be really an incredible asset to enhance your look and your style. And so she's created a bazillion-dollar business helping people have beautiful eyebrows. Talk about naming and claiming a niche and being the very best at it. Well, I've loved telling stories about people my entire life. And being the bio lady is my version of being the brow lady. I want to help people put that perfect punctuation on their story so that they can stand out and shine wherever they are, no matter what their objective, and feel confident, clear, and ready to rock their balance sheet, their life, their impact in the world. And that's why I do these bio doc as in sessions, to give you a real sample of what my magic is and how I can help. None of you have paid a dime to be part of this call, but quite a few of you have learned some powerful lessons that you can apply today to make a big impact in your business and in your life. And it would be my honor to earn the opportunity to do business with you. And so if client attracting template number 3 and the abundant examples that are organized by author, speaker, coach, financial planner could be powerful inspiration and one handy-dandy useful toolkit to help you get your boring bio transformed today, my invitation is for you to go to authenticvisibility.com/betterbionowsh and treat yourself to the best $197 tool that will help you bring in recurring revenue for the rest of your successful business, more speaking engagements, more media interviews, and all the visibility that you crave under your own power to make your impact in the world. That's my invitation, and I would be so honored to have you say yes. So, Susan, goodness gracious, we've been going for an hour and a half. How do you feel? Have we done it?
We have done it, and thank you so much for all of your generous guidance for each of these different people in these very different fields and all of the different ways that you've shaped these bios, you know, and so many, you know, points that you've brought up that are so important in our bio. And I think that we all know, you know, maybe people didn't know at the beginning just how important your bio was, and that really that this is where people come to make a decision about you. you know, and to decide how, if they're going to further engage you, if they're going to become your client, if they want to even, you know, take you up on your offer of something free. People are, this is the chance that you have to tell people about yourself, but really about how, what you have to give them in a very direct and concise way that makes it clear to them whether they want to engage with you or engage you or not. And I think that you've been, you know, amazing. I didn't know how this call would turn out because I've never done one of these, Nancy, you know, where the whole call is like a coaching call. So it was a great, and you're like, oh, no, people, you know. And we have, like, dozens of people who didn't get their bios, you know.
Well, and how you know, just to be fair, there were over 500 people that raised their hand to be part of this call today. And with an hour and a half, it's absolutely impossible or an unreasonable expectation that all 500 people could get help.
Of course not. Of course not.
But
right.
Hopefully there's enough parallel lessons that everyone can enjoy, that the value was very clear and you feel really well supported and helped. And I know that there's, goodness gracious, I'm just scrolling through all the questions on
And why don't you, those of you who are on the call, say how much you loved this call on Nancy's Facebook page. I know Mary had said thank you. And, you know, I think you've been so generous with talking to people and got to as many people as you possibly could at this time. And that what I had said in the beginning was that notice what Nancy's saying, because this can all apply to your bio. And it looks like your like page is now at 813 right now. So people liked the page so they could comment and get help. And so, you know, take away what Nancy said, you know, take it and make it your own. And I've posted a lot of her tips, you know, on this page so you can revisit it. I tried to take notes, Nancy, as you were talking and post up these little gems that are there so people could revisit them. And if you want to go further, obviously, you know that you can connect with Nancy either for a one-on-one session with her directly or to get her program, you know, which has these kind of templates which guide you through, which make it really easy for you to create your bio. And that's, it's authenticvisibility.com/betterbio now, SH. So for those of you who do want to go further, go there either to get the templates or to get Nancy's help directly. What were you going to say, Nancy?
I was going to say that the cool thing about Bye Bye Boring Bio Premium is it's not once you've created bios for every situation that help you get the result that you want, included in this bundle is 147 powerful ways to profit from free publicity, so you can actually choose the 5 tactics and strategies that you're going to apply regularly to get known so you ultimately can get paid. And you also receive the Get Ready, Get Known, Get Paid workbook that I lovingly created, again, with templates, tools, and examples to show how you can actually turn your insight and expertise into news that the media will love. If you're on my Facebook page, you'll probably see that my husband, Steve, the financial planner, wrote a press release with me, of course, about financial lessons that you can learn from Downton Abbey.
Well, that
press release crossed the wire today, and he's number one on Google, and he's already been interviewed today by Bankrate.com, who loved the article so much that they are talking to him about being a regular contributor, and that just happened this morning. So it's not just the bio. It's, yes, we know you're struggling with this. You're struggling naming and claiming your six-figure niche. You're struggling coming out as this thing that you want to be. But once you're really clear about it, your confidence will soar. All of a sudden, you're thinking, well, who else needs to know about me, and I need to learn how to do it. And that's why the broadcaster, the Bye Bye Boring Bio Premium Bundle is such an extraordinary value, because if you do what I teach you how to do in this very clear way, it's not just going to be you alone in your room wishing for clients. It's going to be you, like my husband, getting interviewed by Bankrate.com, which is a huge high authority site, which is a perfect place for him to be in perfect timing, to get known, to get paid, to welcome more clients to your practice. These are the kinds of outcomes that you can welcome if you just roll up your sleeves, get the help, take the medicine, and put some, resuscitate whatever is boring and make it magical, magnanimous, wonderful. Why not start today? This is my advice. So, Susan, I know it's 12:34 and we've been going for quite some time. I'm so honored that you would introduce me to your tribe. People have been asking, when will the replay be posted? Within 24 hours. When will the PowerPoint be posted? Within 24 hours. You'll receive it. And here's my request. If you have loved this call and you know of people in your world who need it, when you get the replay and the PowerPoint, would you please do Susan and I the honor of sharing it with at least 10 people you know who need it? Because it's not just the people on this call that I want to help. It's the whole world that needs a better bio, and it needs to happen as soon as possible. And if, with your help, we can make that change. And I can't wait to do business with you and have you come back to future calls that we'll be having so that you can welcome all the opportunity that your expertise is worthy of.
Thank you, Nancy. And Carolyn and Rochelle and Melissa and Deidre, everyone's saying thanks so much. It was so helpful and so very informative. So thank you all for coming, and thank you so much, Nancy, for all of your great help. So thank you all so much.
Thank you. And it's your story. Tell it well. And if you need reinforcements, Nancy Jutton's the gal to call. I can't wait to help you. Thanks again, everyone. And I guess we're all complete.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.